Thank you, Kate and Margaret. Thank you, Teresa. Let us pray. Lord, our God, you have invited us to meet with you this morning. You have created space for time together. You care for each one of us as if you care for each one alone. Help us face you today and to receive what you want to give and wonder at your love. Lord Jesus, so deep is your love that nowhere are we excluded from it. Therefore, we give you thanks and praise, for you have made us. You have given us new life. You have redeemed us, set us free. And yet, we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. Please, Lord, forgive us. Send your Holy Spirit to us to give us power to live as you have called us to live. Grant us that we may serve you in newness of life to the glory of your name. Heavenly Father, we pray also for those who suffer. Surround them with your love. Give them hope. Support them with your strength. We pray for our families, for those whom we love. We pray for our church family. Please, Lord, keep us true to the gospel and responsive to the gifts and the needs of all. Give us grace to show by our concern, actions, how each is loved and valued by you. We pray that you will open our hearts and minds for your word. God, you have the words of eternal life. Guide us and lead us through your word to live a life being rooted, established in Jesus Christ and in his love. We ask this in his name. Amen. Our scripture reading this morning is from the letter to Ephesians, chapter 2, in the Blue Bibles, about page 827. Ephesians, chapter 2. We can start with verse 1 to get the word right when we go on at verse 5. Let us start with verse 1. Ephesians 2. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins in which you used to live when you follow the way of this world and the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. Verse 4, but because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves, it's a gift of God. Not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. The words of verse 4, but because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive. I think in the last 2 or 3 weeks, we have a lot of stuff about love. It is Valentine's Day today. Hearts, teddy bears, commercials, name it. But it is good to be reminded about love. I'm just concerned about the meaning people have about love. What they really understand, what we understand about love. Because so many times you get the idea that love is a good feeling all about the heart. A good feeling for another person. When people make me happy, I love them because it's easy. If people do what I like them to do and want them to do, I love them. If my husband or my wife serves me, I love them. It's great. We always tried as parents to learn and to teach our children love in the first place is not here, but love is here. And reading the word of the Lord, we understand that. Love is to make a choice. And to make a decision every minute of my life and every step of the way to keep on loving other people. Because the word of the Lord said we should love the Lord, our God, and our neighbors. Anyone who we come in contact with, everyone that we meet, we talk with, we live with, we have to love them with the love of Christ. And the love of Christ, I can read for you, is not a good feeling. We sang about that. The love of Christ is about sacrificing yourself. In Ephesians 1st chapter, we read about that. In him we have redemption through his blood. Another translation put it, because of the sacrifice of the Messiah, his blood poured out on the altar of the cross, we are a free people. Love is sacrifice, meaning that I lose myself. The good Lord make me free to serve other people, to love other people, to get out of the way, because everything is always about myself. Listen carefully. Look around. We're always busy with our own interest. Always looking for what I can gain, even by loving other people. I love my wife, as I said, to serve me. I love my children because they should do what I tell them. They should be like me. Love, the love of God, and to understand his love, it's about sacrifice. And I'd like to read us a word from the first letter of John. Beautiful, chapter 3, verse 16. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. You've got it? This is love. And the same letter, chapter 4, verse 16. Thus is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. That is the love the Bible is talking about. This is real love. Not a good feeling, not to love only the people I like or the people who likes me. No. And when God helped me to get rid of myself, get rid of my selfishness and changes my attitude, love begins to work in my life. A beautiful word I love is in Philippians 2. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. He made himself nothing. He became obedient to death, even death on the cross. That is love. Do we realize what a wonderful gift God gives us in Jesus Christ. Not only to be free from sins, as we, the way we think about it, drinking too much maybe, and saying not so nice things about other people and all the sins, but the freedom is God makes me free from myself and my selfishness and the attitude I have that everything is about me. And then, if He makes me free, I can start deciding about giving love. Meeting a person, being in a situation, look at my wife, look at my children, my friends, my colleagues. I decided to love them. I make a decision with the help of God. For me, it is so important. It is possible. Although we are free, we still sinners. And because Jesus Christ gave the Holy Spirit, His Spirit, to live in us. According to John 16, verse 13, the Spirit will guide you. Love, Galatians 5:22 said, love is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 3, can I read it for you? Paul prayed for the people. He said, I pray that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have the power, together with all the saints, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of God. It's possible to love other people, to make a decision to keep on loving my wife, my husband, my children, my friends, my family, even the difficult colleagues at work, the difficult people in the shops, everywhere. Because I can do it. Philippians said, I can do everything through Him who gives me the strength. I can do everything. My friends, when we make a decision for Jesus Christ, to follow the Lord. As Peter wrote in his letter, to follow His example and in His footsteps. God make us free to be loving, caring people. He gives us the power through the Holy Spirit to make decisions and keep on making it. To love everyone. To look again, and let us do it this morning, to look again at my wife, at my husband. Because that's what it's all about in Valentine's. Stories, flowers and gifts and stuff for your wife, your husband. Let us look again. And love one another with the love of Christ. We have made a decision years ago. And we have to stay with that. And by the grace of God, we can do it. Our children, do we love them? Even the children that is difficult and not easy to live with, family members, at the work, in the school class, everywhere. God calls us to love everyone with His love. And when we have made a decision for Jesus Christ to be His follower and rooted in Him and His love, the Lord will help us to love one another. Not in the first place with a good feeling, but with a decision, and then with a happy and good feeling that we serve the Lord, who gave Jesus Christ and teaches what love is really about. If that is true, can I read you an interesting love song from Andrew Lloyd Webber? If the love of Christ is in my heart, no, when Christ and His love is in my heart, love can change everything. How we live, how we die. That is possible. In Jesus' name. Amen. Lord Jesus, we thank You for loving us so much. Fill us with such wonder at Your suffering love, that we might long to be transformed by it, that through Your love we might become compassionate people, open to others, responsive to their needs. O Lord, help us to live and speak the good news of Your love, so that all human life can be an offering to You. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.